summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time now for Market Watch on the Morning Run. And I have on the line with me Loh Pei Han, investment analyst at OCBC Investment Research. Good morning, Pei Han. Let's take a closer look into the Singapore oil and gas industry. It's seen a tough period recently, and we've all read about the issues with Swiber. So in your opinion, how have earnings been for the first half of 2016?
Sure. Earnings so far have generally been in line or below expectations. Order books are still being executed, so I guess the worry is what happens when the companies run out of work. The industry is generally still in an earnings contraction mode, but analysts have more or less revised down their estimates. So in general, we still see low asset utilization rates and minimal new orders in the sector.
Now, if I could refer to your latest sector report, you've identified some bright spots within the oil and gas industry. Could you tell us where you think the opportunities lie?
In the midst of all the doom and gloom, companies catering to the downstream segment are still operating well, and we see that a few are even turning around from previous year's negative results. The oil glut has led to a shortage of storage facilities around the world, and while the biggest beneficiaries are most probably the domestically entrenched EPC providers and terminal owners, there is still a chance that SGX-listed companies such as PEC, Rotary Engineering, Mansiong Engineering and Hiap Seng can benefit as well.
Pei Han, is the demand for storage facilities expected to last throughout the year?
Given how oil prices are expected to remain low, we think that the oil glut is likely to persist for now, and this will support the demand for oil storage. Indeed, we see that the market for crude oil storage futures has been expanding since last year's launch. Instead of giving buyers oil, the futures contracts actually confer the right to store it in caverns on the Gulf of Mexico coast. And we see that the open interest, or what we know as the number of contracts outstanding, has increased to about 23.5 million barrels, which is more than double since the beginning of the year. So basically, it's the oil companies, the refiners and banks that have been trading the contracts.
You've also identified China as a key market that Singapore oil and gas firms can tap into. But realistically, is China an easy market to enter?
China is a tough market to be successful in, and this is given the government's desire to nurture and protect domestic companies. Many of the projects are awarded to engineering subsidiaries of state-owned owners of the terminals, etc., such as Hong Kong-listed Sinopec Engineering. So in general, the EPC margins are low, and it's tough for foreign players to compete.
How do valuations look for the oil and gas sector?
Well, the big two in the sector, Keppel Corp and Sembcorp Marine, are trading around 0.9 to 1 times book, which is very respectable compared to what the other smaller and mid-sized companies are trading at. The smaller yards such as Nam Cheong, ASL Marine and Triads are trading at 0.2 to 0.3 times book. Asset owners such as Ezion, Tech Offshore Services and Pacific Radiance, they are trading at about 0.3 to 0.4 times book. And finally, the downstream players that we mentioned just now, they are trading at around 0.6 to 0.8 times book, which is close to some upstream E&P companies like Intera Resources and Rumba.
The OPEC meeting is currently underway in Algiers. Now, what's your outlook for crude oil prices?
Yeah, a confluence of factors, chiefly driven by the hype over a potential oil deal in the upcoming meeting, has fueled some bullish calls. Although we remain skeptical of any concrete action, the informal meeting should still serve as a platform to build expectations to an eventual re-implementation of production quota in the November meeting. Then for the year ahead, we think that the oil rebalancing story should continue into 2017, although at a slower pace. So given the resilience of the U.S. oil industry, we think that any upside to $50 per barrel would be met with higher production. Hence, our banks call for oil prices to see a strong resistance at $50 for the year.
Could you share with us some of your top picks for the oil and gas sector?
Well, for the broader oil and gas sector, we have a neutral rating with Sembcorp Industries as our preferred pick. Sembcorp Industries has been buffered by the slowdown in the marine industry with its relatively stable utility segment. It contributes around 77% of 1H16 group net profit. The rest were marine, urban development and other businesses. So the group has an established track record in the utilities business. This segment is now trading at 0.7 times book. Average 5-year ROE is about 18.7%. And it has a solid pipeline of projects planned for the future. So the group has been expanding its operations steadily over the years in both utilities and urban development. And we are positive on the long-term prospects given its good track record and strategy of pursuing emerging market growth.
Thanks so much for speaking with us. That was Loh Pei Han, Investments Analyst at OCBC Investment Research. And now Ibrahim Sani speaks to Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!